Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive eater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And we are reading from Bill's story on page 15. The first paragraph begins with, "My wife and I abandon ourselves with enthusiasm," through one paragraph ending with, "It is a design for living that works in rough going." Today's readers are Jan L. for the 12 steps, Diana R. for the 12 traditions. The readers of the text are Nadia E., Liz A., and Shelley E. The share ID for Monday, April 22nd, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,335. That's 21335. And for this morning's meeting, Tuesday, April the 23rd, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,337. And our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N., and our announcements person is Betsy H. Thank you for your service. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, faith, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Jan L. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jan L. from Florida. These are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for the opportunity to do service, and thank you all others for doing service on this meeting.
Thank you very much, Jane L., and I will now ask Diana R. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, everybody. This is Diana R. in Arizona, a food addict. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to serve, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Diana R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 15 of Bill's story. First paragraph, it begins with, "My wife and I abandon ourselves with enthusiasm," and it ends with, it is a design for living that works in rough time. And I will now ask Nadia E. to get us started. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, family. It's Nadia E. from Toronto. So my wife and I abandoned ourselves with enthusiasm to the idea of helping other alcoholics to a solution of their problem. It was fortunate for my old business associates to remain skeptical for a year and a half, during which I had found little work. I was not too well at the time. I was plagued by waves of self-pity and resentment. This sometimes nearly drove me back to drink, but I soon found that when all other measures failed, work with another alcoholic would save the day. Many times I have gone to my old hospital in despair. When talking to a man there, I would be amazingly lifted up and set on my feet. It is designed for living that works in rough going. So, yeah, what a wonderful paragraph. I can really relate to Bill. I mean, Bill was quite depressed, and I was. But, you know, thank you, God, with the 12 steps. And I just, it's one day at a time. So, it's true. It really is true that when I get out of myself, I make a phone call, I check in on someone else, I listen to them with my whole heart, like just listening. Sometimes I don't really feel like it. But when I invite my higher power, I say, okay, like, let's do this. Let's make this call. Then it's a total, it's so different. And I remember when I was younger, my mother would be on the phone. She would be like a psychologist with her girlfriends. She would be there listening. I thought, like, how can she do that? And then when she got older, when she was in her 80s, she wanted nothing to do with listening to people. Like, it just annoyed her. So I'm just saying, okay, God, I really don't want to turn into that part of my mother. I want to be the one when she was younger on the phone listening to her friends. And you know, so when I listen to someone, then it lifts both of us, and then that person will go on to make a call with someone else. And it's a ripple effect, right? And so to the newcomer, you know, just do it. Just come to the meetings, listen, and when you're ready, you can start reaching out to other people to share your experience, strength, and hope. And that's what it's all about, just all of us getting better one day at a time. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Nadia, I think, R. Thank you for getting
that. No, Nadia
started.
E. It's Nadia E.
Thank you.
Yeah, from Toronto.
Didn't
Thanks.
Have my notes in front of me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to comment on this paragraph, page 15, the first paragraph down, begins with, my wife and I abandon ourselves with enthusiasm, and it ends with a design for living that works in rough going. Who would like to share?
Nancy R.
Helen
R. Who was that?
Linda W.
Linda W.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Tom L.
Tom L. Anyone else?
K from Iowa.
What's your last initial, K?
S.
S. Okay. Thank you, K. So I have Nancy R., Linda W., Tom L., K.S. Anyone else want to get in this lineup?
I unmuted. I think you said Nancy R.
I did, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for your great service. I'm Nancy R., a compulsive overeater in New York. It's been a little while since I shared. This is a beautiful. I just love it because... this paragraph about working with others, only another compulsive overeater will be able to help me the way I need help, and the same thing the other way. Actually, two nights ago when I was in fear and I put out that I wanted to do a fear 10-step, and it was very late in the middle of the night, then somebody about an hour later wanted to do a 10-step. Wanted outreach, so I responded. And when I heard that they really needed a 10-step and that it was an emergency situation, it certainly helped me to be there to hear her situation, got me out of my head, and to hear her 10-step. And it was very helpful, and how she certainly did not want to be in the food, was going to an emergency room with a parent, brought me back to when I was in that situation, and as I said, took me out of myself. But when I'm not feeling well, or feeling well, either way, of course, working with somebody else changes me. I finally got it, the disease that I have of compulsive overeating. By the way, I have a virus, but I'm not COVID, so I'm deeply grateful. And that's what I was concerned about when I realized I wasn't feeling well. But I'm calling now to talk about how grateful I am to be in this program, to be talking to other compulsive overeaters, and to be abstinent close to 4 months. It was a new abstinence, and working with a sponsor, I was her first sponsee, and I keep learning from the people that I work with, sponsees, and it gets me out of my head and teaches me. It teaches me the program every time I talk to somebody, every time I get an outreach or a 10-step or try to be helpful to somebody looking for their abstinence. And basically that's what prompted me to want to share that I'm grateful for where I'm at today, knowing that I have the allergy of the body, the twist of the mind, mental obsession. I have to and want to remember it. I want to remember it every day, meditate, prayer, live in the steps, do 10-step, know that I'm powerless every moment, but not helpless, as I've heard loving fellows say. And I'm surrendering.
Fine.
Thank you. Thank you for your great help. Bye-bye.
And thank you very much, Nancy R. from New York, Linda W., followed by Tom L. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Mo. This is Linda W. from Las Vegas, and I just read that first sentence, which really hit me hard, abandon ourselves with enthusiasm for helping others. I feel that I've been very, very selfish, and that's what's kept me in my disease. I always feared the talking. I listen almost every single day, but I don't say anything, and this is very hard for me to talk about my disease because I have to admit that I'm powerless. And it's gotten me nowhere all these years, even though I've stuck with the program. And I'm just happy to be here and to listen to everybody and to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful group. And I really appreciate it. And thank you, God, for letting me open my mouth today. It's not to say a lot, but to say something that I'm so fortunate to be able to have a program like this. And now, you know, why abuse it? Because I'll only abuse myself if I abuse it. And I would like to give my program to other people and help other people. Thank you very much. Linda W., Las Vegas.
And thank you very much, Linda W. from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you for stepping out there. Next up is Tom L., followed by KS. And after K, we're going to take another lineup in the group. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mo. It's Tom L. from Southern California. Very glad to be here, sober today with food and reaching out, you know, asking for help. That's what I need to do. When I am self-sufficient, I get what Bill got when he was self-sufficient. Bill here is, he kind of ruined his life. He didn't have any job prospects. He did have an idea to sell. And for the next 6 months, he sold the idea that God will save you if you give up to him. And then he talked about his experience of surrendering to God and the amazing relief from the obsession he had. And for those 6 months, nobody listened, but he sure talked. We have to also be very thankful for William Silkworth, who allowed Bill to come back to his hospital and I'm not sure, maybe harangue the alcoholics in the wards about God. And that how, so he had help. He didn't have any AA meetings. You know, he hadn't started AA yet. For me, when I came in to recovery, my life was also simple. I didn't have any job. I had been living on medical disability for several years, and I'd just gotten kicked off of disability, and through a series of complete miracles or mistakes, it wasn't my choice, I had come to OA, and I'd fallen in with a group of very enthusiastic big book people. I remember I had not worked for several years, and I remember going to coffee a lot. We went to coffee houses and after meetings, and they were amazing. They were willing to spend time with someone who was very isolated. And they actually convinced me to get a job. I remember that was probably the first miracle. Well, first of all, they convinced me not to eat ice cream, which had never occurred to me that I was addicted to ice cream, even though I ate tons of it. But I accepted that. I read parts of this book. I said, yes, with like an alcoholic, with food, I am like that. And I submerged myself in their society, and they helped me. I didn't accept all their help, but one of the sponsors there offered to take me through the steps, which he took me through. This was 20 years ago. I had had relapses since then. They have all scattered to the winds. But whenever I come back, a new set of people present themselves. A new sponsor presents himself. And they give me kind suggestions. And this book is always here. And when I follow what it suggests, and I attempt to build this relationship with a power I do not understand, I am given the power to be sober with food. And that has been, well, this time, 2.5 years. And there's still a lot of work to be done. But if I open myself up and keep going back to my old hospital, which is you guys, you're welcome to the alcoholic ward. I am amazingly lifted up. So thanks for this possibility to live. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom L. And before I take KS, let me remind everybody where we are. We're on page 15 of Bill's story. It's the first paragraph. Begins with, my wife and I abandon ourselves with enthusiasm, and it ends with, it is a design for living that works in rough time. And after Kay, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you for your service. This is KS from Iowa, and very grateful to be here this morning. And actually, to even have this issue, it has brought me much good, many, many, many good things, and much good relationships with people. So I saw this plagued by waves of self-pity and resentment. This sometimes nearly drove me back to eating, which, boy, can I relate to that. And I know I have really learned my three go-tos besides literature always, but in my change in my attitude is to gratitude, surrender, and acceptance. But sometimes I'm just stuck in a funk, and I like what he says here. When all other measures failed, work with another overeater. And I have yet to sponsor anybody. I've been in here for years. I have not. I put it out there that I was willing to do that, but I haven't got a sponsor. But I do have a God squad. We're kind of a mutual. There's five of us, and we have an ongoing text. And when someone's struggling, I need a call, we put it out, and then I'll get calls that way. I'm not technically their sponsor, but it works out really well for this particular group. And then I do raise my hand at my home group that I go to here, that I'm willing to do it. But anyway, I just do find, if I can call that person and say, how's your day? And just be quiet, because nobody wants to hear me when I'm in my stinking thinking, that's for sure. So I just be quiet. And then if I can just really get out of myself and just really be there for that person that calls me, I find it all of it is lifted. And so I have lived this. It is a design for living that works in rough going. And just appreciate this call. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. That's all.
Oh, thank you very much, KS from Iowa. So although we value your experience, we ask you to limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 3 days and would like to share today, press star one.
Karen KZ in Missouri.
Karen KZ.
Ray H. in New York.
Ray H. in New York.
Anybody Helen else? A. in Massachusetts.
That was Karen?
Helen.
Helen. Okay, gotcha, Helen. Helen A. I have Karen KZ, Ray H. Helen A. Anyone else? Now's your time. Come on. All it takes is star one, and then you open your mouth and God speaks through you.
Cheryl K. in Arizona.
Who was that? I didn't get the name. I was laughing at myself.
Cheryl K. in Arizona.
Cheryl C.?
K. Hey.
So it's Cheryl. What's your last initial, Cheryl?
It's K as in King.
Okay. I'm not quite sure, but we'll put you down and I'll get you in there. All right. Well, let's go with this lineup. I have Karen KZ.
I get into the lineup. Candy P in New York.
Got you, Candy.
Thank you.
And, all right.
Melissa B in Michigan.
Oh, Melissa B. All right, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. So I have Karen KZ, Ray H, Helen A, Cheryl K, I think, Candy P, and Melissa B. Everyone else, please mute except Karen KZ and let us know what state you're calling from. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Karen KZ in Missouri, gratefully recovered. And I loved how you said, come on, just press star one, because I've been encouraged to call this in once a week and to share. And it's really hard. But the only way I'm going to get over doing it is to do it. So I love that you added that, because I think more people were able to, they did it, right? Because you encouraged
You're
them.
You're welcome.
All right. So anyway, I love this paragraph and I love the shares. And I love abandon ourselves with enthusiasm to the idea of helping others, because that is one of the greatest joys, is helping others. And then the part where he says he was in self-pity and resentment, but when everything else fails, working with another alcoholic would save the day. And then that he was amazingly lifted up and set on my feet. And that's what's true for me, too. It's that when I actually think more, get out of myself, there's self, Karen, be comfortable, everything about Karen, I'm miserable. But when I get out of myself and I share my experience, strength, and hope, it strengthens my program. I actually talked to two people yesterday, and by talking to them, my program has been enriched and helped, and I'm inspired. So I also loved the earlier share about the person reaching out, you know, needing help with in the middle of the night, but she didn't get anybody. But when somebody else reached out, she was there, and how much she got from that. And I love that story, because that's the truth. Actually, I'm happier when I'm able to help than when I'm needing help, if that makes any sense. But it's also a program of being humble and vulnerable when I need help, and reaching out and giving people an opportunity, I should say. So anybody who needs help, you actually give all the rest of us an opportunity. So never hesitate to say, help. So anyway, with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Karen KZ. I'm glad you pressed star one. All right, we got Ray H. followed by Helen A. Good morning, Ray. Tell us where you're calling
from.
Good
morning. Thank you so much for your service. Hi, I'm Ray H. in New York. That's R-E-Y. And I'm a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater. And I was inspired by the phrase, amazingly lifted up, because there's a way that when I talk to another recovering fellow one-to-one, that higher power is working. And I hear my higher power through you all. I know that sense of help and hope that higher power brings through my fellows. And, you know, every time you share on this line, you're doing this work that Bill and Lois threw themselves wholeheartedly into. And I'm so grateful. You know, I spent a few weeks just listening to recorded meeting after recorded meeting and really trying to understand what you meant by surrender. I heard we do not struggle, we let go. And somehow I was able to, about 6 weeks ago, put down some foods I shouldn't be eating that weren't my alcoholic foods. And after a week of that, I was able to put down my alcoholic foods with no struggle. And that's how I know higher power works in my life, because I didn't do it. I don't have the power, but I hear from you all how the spirit of the universe can do that for you. And if it's worked for you,
why not for me? And, you know, I've had periods of years of recovery where I've sponsored. And when I had my first sponsor in OA, I really didn't understand why they were giving me their time. I was so sheepish about asking them for their time. But then I realized when I was able to guide fellows through the steps and hear higher power working for them and hear and see their recovery, I just got so much more out of it than they could imagine. So, you know, I'm really grateful for this reminder to do service. We practice the principles in all our affairs, and also really grateful for all the calls I got in the past week for sharing my name as a newcomer on one of these meetings, and for, you know, all the recovering and recovered fellows who directed me to an available sponsor. And, you know, just a reminder about how important it is that we recognize our self-pity and reach out to another compulsive overeater, because that's where higher power comes in. So thanks so much for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Ray H. from New York. That's spelled R-E-Y if you're looking for her on the phone list. Up next is Helen A., followed by Cheryl. I think it's K, but it could be a Z. Good morning, Helen. Press star one. Helen? I am not hearing Helen. If not, we will go to Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl. A star one.
Hi, this is Cheryl K in Arizona. I'm grateful to be on today. I think what stood out to me was that I'm talking about, you know, being plagued by waves of self-pity and resentment, and that, you know, that can drive us back to the food. And, you know, I recently had an experience of being, you know, really angry and resentful. And I'm realizing that, you know, I can't afford to have those emotions anymore, to leave them undealt with. And I'm just really grateful that, you know, I could pick up the phone and call someone and, you know, just have them program me. Also, just be able to turn that phone call around and ask them that they would like to share. And so in that way, you know, I can be there for somebody right after they've been a service to me. And, you know, it is a blessing, because it did lift me up and set me on my feet so I could, you know, get back to what I needed to be doing. And I'm just really grateful, because I'm starting to find, as I, you know, apply it and rely on God, that it really is going to work. So that'll pass.
Cheryl, your last initial, what is it?
It's K, like in Kraken, like the no with the K that you can't hear. So if that helps.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Cheryl. Cheryl from Arizona.
Bye.
And, is Helen A. on the line? If not, we will go to Candy P. Good morning, Candy. Press star one.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Oh, good. Because somehow I got muted again. At any rate, I've been listening to the vision meetings since someone introduced me to them about 3 years ago. And although I say my name and claim my seat, this is actually the very first time I'm sharing. And I have a vocal disorder, so that makes me reticent to share. But I have to say that I decided to get out of myself and share on this paragraph because it really resonates with me when I'm feeling isolated or I'm feeling depressed. I'm fortunate enough that over the years through this and other Zoom meetings and sometimes my sponsor, people have called me. And although I don't sponsor and I'm always going to be in recovery, when other people call me or I call them and I listen to what's going on with them, and if they ask, I will offer an opinion or something that I've learned from this program, and it gets me out of myself and really lifts me up. So while it might be considered that I'm doing service to them, I always feel that I'm doing service for me. Unfortunately, I don't have a God squad, and I'm not on a 10-step program, but I do have different people who I've never seen, who I've never met around the country that I do speak to, and they always help me, and listening to this meeting is the best way for me to start my day, and I'm so grateful and thankful to all of you who created this meeting and keep it going, and everyone who does service. And I have to say, this program is what saves my life more than once. So thank you, everybody. And I do go to a lot of Zoom meetings, especially one on Saturday morning in Cornwall, and I put my phone number out in the chat in more than one meeting, and I really welcome outreach calls and 10-step calls, so hesitate to call me. I'm also looking for some people in California because I'm a night person and they're 3 hours behind us, and my hardest times are when it's time to go to bed or it's time to wake up. So time to wake up, I can call local people. But bedtime, I would love to call someone in California. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. And thank you, all of you, for being in this meeting. And I pass.
Cindy, where are you from?
I'm from New York, Rockland County. And my county is very small. So there's right now only one face-to-face meeting and a new one struggling to get started.
All right. Thank you very much, Candy P. So up next, we'll have Melissa B. But before I take Melissa, let me tell everybody where we're at. We're on page 15. First paragraph, my wife and I abandon ourselves with enthusiasm, and it ends with, it is a design for living that works in rough going, and we'll have time after Melissa for about two or three more. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me share. The things that stand out to me in this paragraph are when he talks about being plagued with waves of self-pity and resentment. Those are not characteristics that I have thought applied to me, but I have recently become aware that not only do they apply to me, that they are a strong they're some of the main triggers for me within my addiction. I just did not think of my thoughts or my behaviors as being self-pity and resentment. And those are things that have driven me to food, just like he talks about nearly driving him back to drink. I'm starting to see how important it is to be in community with other people who have the same struggle as I do, who have the issue of going to food. And so I'm in a place where I'm trying to figure out how to increase my community within OA. So I guess that's all. Thank you for letting me share.
And where are you calling from, Melissa? Okay, I think it was Missouri. All right, although we value your experience, we ask you to limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I can take about 2 to 3 more. Who would like to share?
Betsy H.
Betsy H.
Maria C. in Los Angeles, California.
Maria C. Let's do one more just in case.
Mick P. in Southern California.
Okay, Mick. I'll see if I get you in. All right, we have Betsy H., Maria C., and Mick P. So tell us where you're calling from. Good morning, Betsy H.
Good morning. My name is Betsy H. in California, recovered compulsive reader. I think this paragraph is so interesting because just on the previous page, Bill had that amazing spiritual experience. He felt like he was on the mountaintop and it changed his life. But then what happened here? It didn't last every single day. He was plagued by waves of self-pity and resentment. It nearly drove him back to drink. And so it reminds me, even when I do have those really great spiritual days or things are so great, I still need to take action every day on my program. And he's saying here that the biggest thing that would set him on his feet when he was in danger of going back to relapsing into drinking was helping another alcoholic, and for me, helping another compulsive reader. And it really does help me because when I'm not helping other compulsive readers to recover, I can get really into self-pity and just really worried about me and getting my needs met and getting what I need. And then helping someone else gets me out of that. And it gets me into a much better, more positive frame of mind. And suddenly recovery is a lot easier. Everything's a lot easier. It's like if I help someone else to get in recovery, there's a very good chance that I get to stay in recovery today. It's something very interesting. It's like magic. Of course, I have to work my steps. I got to put the food down. I've got to do my 10 steps when I get disturbed. But then, you know, having cleaned house within me, I can help others. And it can be simple to help others. It could just be calling another OA person and seeing how they're doing. It could be participating in a meeting or doing some service in the meeting. If, of course, helping other people work the steps, sponsoring them, is really important. But for some reason, I don't have enough sponsees to keep me busy today. Then what I learned from others is I can just call lots of OAs and be on meetings and be a service that way. And then I'll find more sponsees. So with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much. Betsy H. from California. Up next is Maria C., and then we're followed by Mick P. Good morning, Maria. Tell us where you're from.
Good morning, everyone. This is Maria C. in California. And I'll be quick and just say I was just struck this morning by what a beautiful paradox it is that I need to be around as many sick people as possible to stay well. It's just, you know, unique disease that we have. And I was just, as I was listening to this and the other shares, agreeing with everybody, please call me. I don't care if you're recovering. I don't care if you're recovering. Like, I am not above anybody. I weigh and measure my food, my breakfast bowl, like I would if I had a pet dog. I am not above you just because I say I'm recovered. Please call me. I need you. We all need you, you know, like we just do. And, I was also in gratitude listening to everyone's shares about my current sponsee, who is recovering, and it's just a joy to work with her. and because I need her to stay alive. And I tell her that. I remind her that. Please call me anytime. And that's it. I pass. Thank you for listening.
And thank you, Maria C. And from California. And we have time for you, Mick P. You're up next. You may be our last share. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. I appreciate your service and the opportunity to share. This is the thing that I'll do today that will give me the best shot at climbing into bed tonight at the end of the day without having indulged in my food that I shouldn't be eating. I had a lot of success with 12-step in another form of 12-step, and that one was different in that it was a thing that you didn't do at all. You just didn't do it at all, and you worked the steps, and that was very successful. This one with food is different because if you don't take food at all, you die, and so it is more complicated. But it's also similar in that if I'm working it every day, and as the previous caller said, which I'm going to remember, that was pretty cool, in order for me to stay well, I have to be around a lot of sick people. That's hilarious and true. I'm brand new to this. This is a couple, 3 days for me. I don't have a ton of wisdom to impart, but you know, I like when they say, you can't give something if you don't have it. I don't have it yet, but I will, and I'm going to acquire it through osmosis by sitting and listening and hearing what you say. And I get something, I get a nugget or two or three every time I'm on this call. So I want to say I appreciate you all, and hopefully there will come a time when I do have something to impart. But until then, just day by day, I appreciate the power that you guys have and give me. You're my higher power, and that's what I did with the previous thing that I had mentioned. My higher power was the collective wisdom of the program and the fellowship. For me, that worked really well as a higher power. I could invoke it, and I am here, and the days go by without me indulging in things I shouldn't be indulging in, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your service, Mo. And with that, I'm going to pass, and thank you again.
Thank you so much, Mick, for stepping out there and sharing for us. Mick P. from California. Well, let me see. We got just a minute. Does somebody have a quickie they want to share? If not, we'll close the meeting.
Hillary B. from California. I'll take a minute.
All right, Hillary, you go for it. Good girl. Thank you.
I'm grateful to be here. I have turned into someone who just is so hesitant to share. I'm so self-conscious, which means selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed, all that shit. Oops. So thank you all for sharing. I'm grateful to be able to pass this message on whenever I can. I'm grateful to receive phone calls, and I'm grateful that today is my day 362 of entire abstinence after many, many decades in OA. Okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the minute.
Oh, you're welcome. That was perfect way to end the meeting, and congratulations coming up. All right. Thank you all for being on the meeting, and we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Liz A. please read A Vision for You? Our book is suggestive only. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service and everyone else, and welcome to the newcomers. My name is Liz A. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. I pass.